Ripple invests in Notabene to push RLUSD into enterprise payments. Ripple has made a strategic investment in Notabene, a compliance software firm, and the two companies will work to bring RLUSD stablecoin payments into Notabene's enterprise transaction network. Cointelegraph reported the deal on July 24, 2026. Terms of the investment were not disclosed. The move places Ripple's dollar peg stablecoin closer to the plumbing that large firms use to move money, and it signals where Ripple sees the friction in business-to-business stablecoin payments. Not in the settlement layer, but in the compliance layer that sits on top of it. The compliance layer Ripple is buying into Notabene is best known for building tools that help crypto businesses meet the travel rule, the requirement that firms share sender and recipient information on transfers above certain thresholds. Its network connects exchanges, custodians, and payment firms so they can screen counterparties and pass required data before a transaction settles. By investing in that network rather than building a parallel one, Ripple gets RLUSD in front of the institutions already routing transactions through Notabene. For a stablecoin issuer chasing enterprise volume, distribution through an existing compliance rail is faster than convincing each counterparty to integrate a new one. RLUSD launched in late 2024 and has grown as Ripple pushed it into cross-border payment corridors. The stablecoin sits alongside a crowded field. Tether's USDT is adding tens of millions of wallets each quarter, and USDC dominates regulated on-chain settlement. Ripple's angle is to target the enterprise treasury and payments use case directly, where compliance screening is a hard requirement rather than an afterthought. Stablecoin rails move up the value chain. The deal fits a broader pattern. Stablecoin activity has been shifting from retail trading and remittances toward corporate payments, payroll, and treasury operations. A Japanese logistics firm recently began using JPYC to pay thousands of drivers. And payment processors have been layering stablecoin settlement under existing card and transfer products. Enterprise adoption raises the stakes on compliance. A business moving supplier payments in RLUSD cannot afford to have funds frozen or a counterparty flagged after the fact. That is the gap Notabene fills, and it explains why Ripple would rather own a piece of that network than compete with it. The timing also lines up with regulatory movement. In the United States, the Genius Act set a framework for payment stablecoins, though regulators missed a rulemaking deadline tied to it. In Europe, MiCA has already thinned the field of licensed crypto firms. Both regimes reward issuers that can demonstrate strong compliance tooling, and Notabene's network is one way to show it. The stake for stablecoin spenders. Most of this happens at the institutional level, well upstream of anyone tapping a card at a checkout. Still, the enterprise side is where stablecoins earn the trust that eventually reaches consumer products. Cards that let people spend stablecoins like USDC and USDT depend on issuers, processors, and banks treating those tokens as settlement-grade money. Deals that harden the compliance rail push in that direction. RLUSD itself is not a consumer spending token today. It has no dedicated card program, and Ripple has framed it around payments infrastructure rather than retail wallets. If enterprise volume grows through networks like Notabene, a spending layer could follow, but nothing in this announcement commits to one. Crypto markets were soft as the news landed. Bitcoin traded at $65,000, down 1.5% over 24 hours, with XRP at $1.11. Off 2.9% as of July 24, 2026. The fear and greed index sat at 37 in fear territory. The Ripple Notabene deal is a structural story about payment plumbing, not a catalyst that moved prices.